My name is Zaheer Ahmed. I'm from Brampton. My question is, actually, there was an incident yesterday. And me and my friends, we were talking about taqwa and how to follow what is taqwa.
Right.
I came back from Detroit and listened to your speeches. Actually, the subject started from there. We were all fine until one point where we had a disagreement. That was one of my friends, they were saying, actually there were two of them, they were saying that taqwa should be displayed for the sake of displaying, so other people should know I'm following taqwa. But I was saying no.
Yes, you are right. Because the moment you begin to display taqwa, it no longer is taqwa.
It was one of them was saying it is in the Quran that we should display taqwa. I said, show me, where is it? So
has he shown you?
Not yet.
He will never be able to show you.
Okay, thank you very much.
The Amir Sahib says that if it is in the Quran, it has not yet been displayed. Okay. Anything else? You see, what I said was they have missed to understand. I said taqwa is practiced not for the sake of display, but taqwa is automatically displayed in one's actions.
Not deliberately,
automatically. And nobody can stop it. A muttaki man can be seen as different from a non-muttaki. Even when you look at a thanedar's face who is corrupt, you know what. So when falsehood is displayed, how can taqwa remain undisplayed? But not deliberately. Thank you.